We are now just over 1 week away from the deadline to enroll in Obamacare, along with a website which made signing up if you wanted to a total nightmare. We've come to learn that what was promised with Obamacare versus the realities have been two very different things. And it's been disturbing, discouraging for both the healthcare consumer as well as many physicians, one of which is with us this morning. She's a preventive and climateric medicine specialist as well as president of International Health Strategies. We say good morning to Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Chris. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
And the good doctor comes with quite a few websites, which, of course, we have all linked over at issuesandideasradio.com. But just for your ear edification, internationalhealthstrategiesltd.com, herplace.com, and takebackmedicine.com. And again, you can find all those over at our website. Let's start off, Doctor, because as far as objecting from the inside of the medical profession calling out to Obamacare, you were one of the first of the party. 2009, you bolted from the AMA because of their early support for this whole thing.
Absolutely. I felt the AMA was focused on protecting its coding revenue on its government monopoly contract and selling out patients and doctors in compromising the oath of Hippocrates by supporting government-run medical care that interfered with the physician and patient making their own medical decisions based on the needs of the patient. And I feel very strongly about that, and I think patients need to understand that the AMA's loyalty is not to the doctors and not to the patients any longer. It's basically selling educational materials and making money on coding revenue that doesn't serve medical services to patients, which is what I stand for.
So over some of the situation we've seen with AARP support for Obamacare, they're more concerned about the politics, lobbying, and the money it generates versus serving their hundreds of millions of hundreds of thousands of members. But that's, you know, another discussion for another time. And for you listening, I know I tell this story often, but I think it's relevant in trying to communicate what happens or what the thought process is when government invades any form of health care. Jerry Lewis, back when he was the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, before he started Labor Day telethons, 1961, had a chance to go to the Oval Office and meet with then-President John F. Kennedy. And he asked President Kennedy, could he get $10 million of federal funds for research for the Muscular Dystrophy Association? President said, sure, I could probably even get you $20 million, but you don't want me to do that. And Jerry asked why. President Kennedy said, because once you took that money, you will never, ever be able to run your organization as you see best and do research as you see fit. You'll always have to answer to the government. And if a promising project looks to be somewhere at a clinic in Illinois and the head of a committee is from Oklahoma, that money is not going to go to Illinois. It's going to go to Oklahoma.
Wow. Good for him.
But that's just an example of when government invades what it does not know. There are serious consequences, and I think we're seeing that, again, like I alluded to in the introduction, of what was promised and what we are now learning regarding costs, regarding the limitations of what Obamacare contains.
Well, Chris, one thing that your listeners really need to keep in mind, when somebody else pays the bill, that somebody else is going to decide what you get. And I really think patients need to put the power back in their hands and begin to start going direct cash pay and negotiating discounts for cash and get out of having insurance bureaucrats or government bureaucrats decide what they're going to pay for, because basically people are paying all this money for health insurance premiums that are going up and up and up to meet the requirements that the government set in Obamacare. So the premiums are rising to meet the expanded requirements. But then when the patients go to get medical services, somebody says, oh, well, we're not going to reimburse for that. So what you have is you're paying premiums, You're paying for prepaid health care, and then somebody's deciding after the fact, well, we don't think you need that, so we're not going to pay for it. People are losing total control over their money, their health, their life, their medical decisions, and their medical privacy.
Which is what the good doctor wrote about in a column recently that was entitled Obamacare to Enroll or Not to Enroll. That is the question. And we've linked to that article as well over at our website. The whole thing, and what you described, Doctor, too, is basically what the 18 to 34-year-olds are capable of doing, of paying out of pocket. And people might not know that doctors do have some wiggle room, and they are willing to negotiate for cash because it will save them headaches of having to go through the hoops and hurdles of the insurance and the claim system. And that adds to the problems of Obamacare because the financial structure of the whole thing is based on a significant number of the younger demographic enrolling in this program. And the absence of that demographic means the higher costs. That's what primarily is creating the higher costs that we're seeing for the seniors and the older people who are enrolling in the program.
Well, right. It's wealth redistribution. It's taking money from one group, in this case that you're talking about, the young and healthy, taking more money from them to pay for older patients in their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s who are less healthy. And that's basically the Marxist idea of wealth redistribution. Take from some people and give it to others that are favored by the government. In the Medicare patient population, the government decided to cut $716 billion from the Medicare budget for older people and put that money into Medicaid expansion for younger people. So at both ends of the spectrum, the government is taking money and services away from groups they don't want to support to put it into groups they've decided to support. So you come down to bureaucrats making the decision about who's going to get what medical care.
Talking with Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valit, who is the president of International Health Strategies. On the web, it's internationalhealthstrategiesltd.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The whole idea, too, Doctor, of the structure of Obamacare, it basically sounds like the Social Security program on an expedited track, where initially Social Security was what you put in, you get back. But then over time, the retirees outnumbered the donators. So now what I'm paying in would have been paying for my parents if they were still working. And it's going deeper and deeper into that structure. Obamacare is basically starting off in that position.
Well, you're right. And, you know, one of the really frightening things is that when all of this was begun, there were seven workers to support one older person on Medicare and Social Security. In another 10 years, we're going to have only 1.7 workers supporting one older person on Medicare and Social Security, and obviously it's really going to be in serious trouble then. So I have given some ideas for people to get back in the driver's seat on their medical insurance, on ways that you can save money and have more control. And you mentioned the articles on your website. There are five ways listed, and there are others, but these top five would be ones your listeners would be well advised to start reading and researching and getting taking action on.
They include purchase of very high deductible catastrophic medical insurance policy. Sort of a similar idea if you want to cut down your auto insurance, you take a high deductible and your rates go down there. So
that's exactly right, Chris. We should use the same principles for health insurance we do for auto insurance. It's designed to protect against a major accident, not to pay for every tire rotation, oil change, and gasoline fill up. And so the reason health insurance costs so much is people are asking it to pay for everything under the sun. You don't do that with your car insurance, so let's convert the concept of health insurance back to a true big risk situation to cover for big risks that are catastrophic, that can wipe you out financially like a car accident could.
And there are all sorts of programs, too, that you can join a private group of health insurance consumers and cut your costs that way. Seek out some cash pay medical practices. Hospitals that offer discounts for cash. Surprise, surprise. There are many more than you might imagine. And purchase, or if you're capable of doing this, purchase a high deductible international health insurance policy that for really lower premiums offer you options of medical services in lower cost countries should you need something a little more serious done. And there's a stereotype, I know, but there are qualified physicians in the foreign countries that can perform and provide medical care for the extreme serious cases in particular at a huge lower rate. Don't want to tip the hand because I do want you to sit down and spend some time with Dr. Valit's article, and it will remind you of the facts and the realities of what more and more people, even on the Democratic side of the aisle, are admitting about Obamacare. You can judge that by their lack of mentioning of it when they're on their campaign speeches. And you can also get some better ideas of how to better guard yourself and your family regarding health care that you will control, that will protect your privacy and save you money. The article is entitled Obamacare, to enroll or not to enroll. That is the question, authored by the president of the International Health Strategies, Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valit. Dr. Valit, thank you so much for presenting the facts, helping people understand the realities and what control they still have. And thanks for being here this morning.
You're so welcome, Chris. Keep up the great work. And I encourage your listeners to also go to www.aapsonline.org, the voice of medical freedom and independent physicians focused totally on the patients.